بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today we're going to get right into lesson one. In this lesson, we learn one letter and three symbols. The letter we learn is the letter ba. As you can see, it's written like a loop with a dot underneath it. This is called the letter ba, and the transliteration we're going to use is, as we see in red here, the English B. The three symbols we learn are called harakat, and they are, number one, the fetha, which is a line written above the letter, like this here, and the transliteration for the fetha will be the letter A, and it sounds like the A in path, A. Next, we have the kesra, which is a line underneath the letter, and the transliteration for that will be the letter I, and it'll sound like the I in tin, I. And third, we have the dhamma, which is written like a little loop above the letter, and the transliteration for the dhamma will be the letter U, like the U in blue, U. So we have A, I, U. Exercise one. Practice pronouncing the letter ba that we see here with each haraka. Write down the correct pronunciation using English letters beneath each example. The first row has been completed for you. So we get right into the first exercise. In red, we see it says start here because we want to get used to doing things from right to left, because Arabic is written from right to left, and it takes a while to get used to that. So throughout the exercises, I wrote arrows reminding you that Arabic is from right to left and English is from left to right. So if we look at the first example here, we see this symbol has the loop and the dot underneath it. And we know that that is what? It's this letter. It's the letter ba. And we use B for the transliteration. So here we have the letter ba, and then underneath it for the transliteration, we write B. And above the letter ba, we have a fatha. And we know that the fatha here, it sounds like the A in path, A. And we use the letter A to represent the fatha in transliteration. So we write an A after the B. So if we're going to read this, what do we get? Ba. The B sound from the letter ba and the A sound from the fatha. So this is ba. We go to the next example. Again, of course, this is A. Ba, represented by the letter B, but this time the haraka, it's written underneath the letter, which we know is the kesra, which sounds like the I in tin, I, so we wrote an I. So this second example would be pronounced bi, bi. Third example, again we have the letter ba, so we wrote a B underneath, but this time above it we have that loop. And what is that loop? It's the dhamma, which is represented by the letter U. It sounds like the U in blue, U. So we have a B for the letter ba and a U for the dhamma. So it sounds like bu. So these first three examples we have ba, bi, and bu. And here we have the fourth example. And inshallah, we all know by now that this is the letter ba, but this exercise is more so focused on trying to figure out the harakat. So what is the haraka written like this line above the letter? That is, of course, the fatha, which represents the a sound. So we use an a for the transliteration. So this is ba. So that's pretty much what the exercise entails. You just want to go through all the different examples so that you can get used to identifying the different harakat, and you're also practicing reading the letter ba. So in this lesson you learn one letter and the three harakat. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.